Twitter's announced that it's freezing its employees' equity awards because this week was supposed to be the trial for Twitter versus Musk, but there's been a pause in the case to let the deal close. The deadline for closing is October 28th, so it looks like Twitter thinks Elon is serious this time about actually purchasing Twitter. But there's more to it than that. Elon Musk has also gone on to say, you know, he's excited about the Twitter situation, but on a Tesla earnings call just recently, he didn't sound super excited. But that might be because he's, and people are saying he's obviously overpaying for the social media company.
Yeah.
But he is excited to buy it, and he shot down the idea of merging Tesla, SpaceX, and Twitter under one umbrella company, but has said that there won't be zero overlap. So there's going to be some sort of overlap between the four companies that he owns, but it's not totally confirmed yet. But it looks like he's going through with the deal. $40 billion.
You're
quite a price tag.
He's not getting that 20% discount anymore.
No, he's not getting any discounts, and he's not very happy about it.
Buy one, get one free.
He made the offer. You know what I mean? You can't be upset about that.
Yeah.
It's like going to buy a house and you put down an offer, you know, in confidence, and then you're like all sad because you put down too much money as your offer. Then you should have put the offer down.
Mm-hmm.
Should have gone in at 20 mm-hmm. and see where the pieces fall.
The question is he paying for people or robots? What if it's more robot than people, you know?
Yeah, no, the bot numbers are definitely concerning. There are a lot of real people on Twitter, though. I mean,
definitely.
I think Twitter's outweighing Facebook in terms of activity. I think a lot more, you know, down-to-earth kind of content is coming from Twitter. I mean, just look at Eskom's Twitter page. I mean, that's healthy in terms of updates, very unhealthy in terms of what people think about
it. Yeah, but I must say, they're really on it, eh? The minute something happens, I actually switched on the notifications from them on Twitter, so that whenever Eskom tweets about a change in the load shedding or whatever, I get the notification, and that's before Eskom's a push or any of the other guys send out notifications. So that you hear it first on Twitter, it seems, and then yes. Facebook follows.
And they announce also, Eskom is announcing all sorts of different things on Twitter. I mean, they announce now, which I'd never seen before, but they announce now when municipalities haven't paid them.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
They're making viral.
Bit of a name and shame situation.
Yeah.
Listen, Mark Zuckerberg's also not sleeping nowadays because he's still working on the metaverse. Apparently, millions, maybe billions poured into it, and they're not sure if it's going to work. But anyway, he uploaded a new profile picture on Facebook this week. And I just can't... I had to take a screenshot and show it to you because I just can't get over how weird this guy is.
He is very strange.
He just really looks like a robot.
He does. He does. But he's building his whole empire.
Very clever robot, but wow, yeah.
So Meta's... Talking about Meta, Meta's top deal maker has just left the business. Amin Zalfanaun, the executive who led Facebook's acquisition of Instagram, WhatsApp, and Oculus, is leaving the company after 12 years. In a post on his Facebook page, he said he wants to, quote, take a break for a bit. And aside from Facebook itself, Meta has grown mostly through the acquisitions that he oversaw. But now Meta seems unable to buy anything. It was recently forced to unwind its acquisition of Giphy by regulators. The FTC is also suing to block its deal for the VR fitness app Supernatural. So Meta's under a little bit of, you know, the lead deal maker just left. You know, lawsuits preventing them from acquiring other businesses. The eyes are really on Facebook at the moment.
Yeah, but they're neglecting the actual Facebook platform.
It does seem that way.
Did you see the new page experience?
No.
They've changed the way your page looks on Facebook, and you kind of forced into it.
I mean, you manage that a lot. What do you think about it?
I run like 4 or 5 pages, and they were all forced. It doesn't give you an option to stay with the old experience. It's rolled out in phases because they weren't all at the same time. But they just tell you a new page experience in 3 days or whatever, and then take the tour now. Shows you how everything is apparently simplified. It's, you know, it's more, what they're doing is they kind of making it more like a profile instead of a page.
Okay.
So it's almost like your Facebook profile but it's a business.
Okay.
So they've changed it a lot. And in terms of the cover photo and all that kind of stuff, because now the main picture's moved to the center again. And it's a headache for people like me designing cover photos, because now everything is, you can't see what's in the cover photo, and you got to change the resolution, design around it again. I must say, I'm not too happy about it.
Well, I think in the past, when Facebook says they're making it more simple, I feel like they're just adding another layer on this very large onion.
Yes, you know what I mean?
It just like overcomplicates it almost.
It does. But I like that what you can do now is you can switch between profiles, which I really like. So you can switch between your own personal profile, and then the businesses, those pages that you manage, they each have their own profile. And then in that when you switch to that profile, you can see in your news feed, it's just all the businesses and people that your business follows.
Okay, that's
and not
quite
you.
Cool.
So I like that actually. That's very nice.
That is
very
cool.
Otherwise, still getting used to it.